This is episode 106 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from the Eve Lorgan's book, The Love Bite, Alien Interference in Human Love Relationships. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 4, which is titled The Ted Rice Story, and this is Ted's Third Abduction, A Love Bite Bonding. And this is what Eve has written. When Ted reached puberty, he experienced another traumatic alien abduction involving a girl he knew at school. He was 14 and remembered only that he and the girl were taken away by what he thought to be angels. He recalls a soft bluish light pervaded his bedroom as two small humanoid beings appeared through the wall facing him. Immobilized, Ted found himself floating between two beings dressed in flowing robes as they escorted him through the wall. The trio flew to a deserted schoolyard about half a block away. In the distance, Ted saw two more angels approaching them with a girl between them. He recognized the girl from school. Her name was Jill. A big UFO sat on the schoolyard lawn, enveloped in the same blue foggy light. Ted and Jill were escorted into the ship, where they soon saw a lineup of several children of roughly the same age. Boys and girls seemed to be represented equally. Ted was in a daze. He remembered seeing familiar compartments, chests of drawers or lockers, with bodies in them in the back of the ship, like in his previous abduction. At the time, Ted thought the aliens were angels. This came out many years later during a hypnotic regression session. Perhaps this angelic vision helped him to deaden the pain of the horror he had witnessed. At one point in the encounter, Ted recalled being paired up face to face with Jill. She was just as dazed and bewildered as he. As the angels positioned them, one alien stepped between, holding an instrument shaped like a candy cane. Ted remembers the alien using this instrument to manipulate Jill's auric energy field. Ted could see his and Jill's body energy as the alien focused the cane on Jill's heart and chest area. Some of the energy seemed to be clinging to the tool as it was brought toward Ted. Next, the alien took the same tool, still irradiated by Jill's auric energy, and placed it within Ted's heart energy field. The alien specialist repeated this process several times. It was as if the essence of Jill's heart energy was being extracted and mixed carefully with Ted's. For some reason, the alien did not reverse the process. He did not place any of Ted's heart essence into Jill. During this process, a voice sounded in Ted's mind. "We have merged your souls." Note, as we shall see later on, this one-way love bite procedure, which appeared to be the transference of heart and soul energy, resulted in a one-sided love obsession. There are about a dozen other children and some adults on the ship undergoing the same pairing procedure. It was not until the next day, at school, that Ted remembered the incident with Jill and the angels. The moment he saw Jill, he felt a rush of emotion, as strong as a physical jolt. Just days prior, Ted would not have given her a second thought, but now he adored her. When the partial memory returned, Ted somehow knew he and Jill had been marked by the aliens to be with one another. Surely, he thought, Jill must remember and feel this too. Ted was wrong. Jill made no notice of him. He pursued her obsessively, yet Jill didn't seem to care about his burning love. Ted was crushed. The love bite was successful as far as the aliens were concerned. Ted turned 14 during this period, and all of the normal adolescent juices were flowing. As his love-bitten obsession progressed, he soon lost interest in his schoolwork and outside activities. He tried his best to draw Jill to him and win her over, but to no avail. Ted ached grievously for Jill, but all she gave him in return was a casual friendship. He agonized as he watched her flirting with other boys. Seeing her go out on dates with upper-class men ate him up inside. One day, in desperation, Ted tried to get Jill to talk about that night in the schoolyard. "Don't you remember," Ted asked, "how the angels put our souls together? How could you forget it?" Jill became irritated and said, "Stop it. Don't talk about such crazy things. That's too weird." Tim pleaded for her to try to remember and understand, but Jill became angry and eventually fearful. After that, Ted never mentioned the angel incident again. The aftermath. Ted managed to date sporadically throughout his high school years, but beneath the mask, Ted was lonely and heartbroken. Jill was the only girl he ever really loved. After he turned 18 and entered college, his sadness was granted a reprieve. He managed to turn on the charm enough to obtain a summer job at a posh resort near Sun Valley, Idaho. He enjoyed the resort atmosphere so much he decided to take a break from college and continued to work there through several winter seasons. But it wasn't long until Jill came back into his life. Unexpectedly, Jill paid Ted a surprise visit at the resort and decided to stay longer than intended. Ted was overjoyed. Her casual friendliness changed to a more serious, romantic affection. She latched on to Ted as if they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and soon they were sleeping together. Nothing could have made Ted happier. He was on cloud nine. He finally had the girl of his dreams, and maybe they were meant to be together forever after all. Note, Ted had temporarily transcended the obsession, but he was now being drawn back into the relationship engineered by the aliens. He never thought to ask what compelled Jill to seek him out in Idaho. Is this a coincidence, or did the aliens interfere with Jill again? The newly matched couple went out dancing almost every night. Jill had the enthusiasm and energy of a young child. She could outdrink and outdance Ted, as he soon began to tire of the nightclub scene. Ted now saw a superficial side to Jill's personality and began to remember his brooding sadness. He wisely began passing up the nightly outings and began to stay home. He was, after all, in line for a management position. It wasn't long until Ted found Jill sleeping around with his friends. Ted was humiliated, angry, and terribly hurt. She didn't love him, and he knew it. The aliens seemed to have had a field day with this couple, but Ted still couldn't deal with his submerged memories. In his opinion, all Jill cared about was having a good time. He couldn't understand why she drank so heavily, or why their relationship ended in disaster. Somewhere in the back of his mind, he got the idea that they were meant for one another. He knew it in his soul. Why would the angels do this to him? How could God work with angels who made such a messy mistake? Ted was devastated by Jill's betrayal. He kept his distance from her until she moved back to college. Ted absorbed himself in work and began to heal by taking frequent solitary mountain hikes. During one of these hikes, he met a mysterious dark-haired woman named Maya. She claimed to live in the nearby mountains and worked at Sun Valley Lodge. She seemed to know Ted on a soul level and was very wise for her age. She asked Ted many questions that directed him to think about spiritual and metaphysical concepts. Maya played the role of soror mystica, an otherworldly muse that propelled him into a newfound interest in the paranormal realm. Ted and Maya shared a deep spiritual friendship. He loved her, but realized it wasn't the same kind of passion and love he had for Jill. Maya had a compelling way of interacting. The effects of her words had the force of a command. She talked Ted into going back to college, and soon Ted had a strong desire to go back home. He quit his resort job and packed his things. Before leaving, Ted wanted to say one last goodbye to his friends, and of course, Maya. He searched and searched for Maya, asking his work associates if they had seen her. To his surprise, no one had ever seen Maya, and did not acknowledge that Maya even worked at Sun Valley Lodge. According to the personnel office, no employee named Maya or anyone answering to her description ever worked there. Ted was stunned. Was Maya an angel? An apparition? This episode I was reading from Eve Lorgan's book, The Love Bite, Alien Interference in Human Love Relationships. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.